This is part one of U.S. Forest Service Warm Springs and James River District Ranger Elizabeth McNichols September 2019 report.
Hello and welcome to your District Ranger update for September 2019. This is Elizabeth McNichols from the Warm Springs and James River Districts of the George Washington and Jefferson National Forests. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you each month. Safety message of the day. With fall arriving and cooler weather, folks are starting to fire up the wood-burning stoves and fireplaces. Did you know improper disposal of ashes from fireplaces and wood stoves can cause wildland and structural fires? One cord of wood produces about 50 pounds of ash. Wood ashes retain enough heat to ignite other combustible materials for several days, and winds can uncover still hot embers and start a wildfire. What can you do to prevent wildfires igniting from hot wood ash? Do keep ashes in a metal container that can be tightly closed with a metal lid, and teach other family members about the dangers associated with hot ash disposal. Do not dispose of ashes in paper, plastic, or cardboard containers, and never dump loads of wood ash into one pile. The pile can retain heat and insulate embers for long periods of time. Do not assume that ashes are cold and pour them onto the ground or into a hole. Leaves can blow onto them or the wind can stir up sparks. Wood ash, once completely cooled, can safely be dumped. To properly dispose of hot ashes, pour the ashes into a metal container and soak the ashes with water. Place a metal lid securely on the container and put the closed container outside your home, away from combustible materials. Once you are positive the ashes in your container are cold, dispose of them properly. Did you know wood ash can be used for fertilizer? Ash is composed of a 50 to 70% lime and contains phosphorus, potash, and trace elements. Gardeners can raise the soil's pH by applying wood ash to their soil. Ashes also may be used as a repellent by sprinkling cold ashes beside row crops and on paths through the garden to discourage slugs and snails. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Elizabeth McNichols.